And welcome back to the Marketing Corner. Yours truly, Sean Campbell, and my esteemed co-host, Pastor John McClain.
Every time I hear that on there esteemed. With co-host John McClain, I feel so proud. Man. Like I feel like a proud brother, father, son of all things. Like I feel like so many things to you, because I think much like your relationship with our guests, and I won't do too much of a spoiler alert. Mm-hmm. With I remember the Colin part, and I already forgot the last part. That it's just like you guys have known each other for such a long time, wanted to connect. It seemed mm-hmm. like God had a special connection with you too. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, you just didn't know why. It just wasn't sinking your two ships in the entrepreneurial sea. Yeah, in the entrepreneurial night sea. And yet, you know, it finds its way.
Yeah.
And in God's time, it always works its way out. So I'm blessed to be your co-host, and I'm blessed certainly to getting to know Colin.
Riley.
Yes. Oh, Colin Riley.
It won't be the first time.
I'm a name. You'll notice on my show, which actually airs 2 hours before this show every Sunday on KVOI, and also on 106.3 The Groove on Saturday at 7 a.m., mm-hmm. that I am known as the name butcher on my show. Granted, yes. I'm in the big boy seat where Sean sits on my show.
Well, you've butchered plenty of times on my show too, my friend.
Well, I try not to, because I care about you, Colin. And really, like, just sitting here with you, I have so much respect for you. And, like, the fact that of what Sean's already told mm-hmm. you about, told me about you, it's like, man, thank you for joining us. Thank you for sharing with us. Thank you for, like, spending your time you're going to spend with us. I'm guessing we're going to have lunch. Like, the cool thing that I love with Sean's guests, as well as with my guests on my show, and just this network, this common good network that we've created, including the I Am Real Estate show, and Ron Arenas is talking about doing his own show soon. Like, we just have all this good, cool radio show hosts and all these amazing people that are, you know, in the entrepreneurial marketing world mm-hmm. around us that are plugging in to kind of like support the good people. And I appreciate you being part of that with us, brother.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks so much.
Yeah, I was super excited this morning and woke up and I was going to have Colin Riley. And then our first guest is a brand new entrepreneur. So the theme of this show is really kind of the generational entrepreneurship, right? Yeah. Colin and I have crossed paths numerous times, mm-hmm. literally over the last 20 years.
Yeah.
And our second guest, he's barely starting his journey.
That's wild.
The best thing about today, remember last week with Christina Calderon?
Yeah.
And we were talking before the show?
Mm-hmm.
Unlike last week, I didn't have the guest want to give me a black eye.
Yeah.
Before the show.
That's true.
So Christina wanted to lay me out before
the show. She's
a blue belt in jiu-jitsu.
Definitely. She's an adamant professional, because once we got going,
she turned it on.
Good. You couldn't tell that she was about to choke slam you before the show began.
I'll take full responsibility. I it's not that I misspoke, because she didn't understand what I was trying to say.
No, you guys had your positions. You were strong on them, and it was good. You each, I think it was like iron sharpens
then
iron.
Then I stepped
right?
away, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
you bowed down to the master.
You have to just know where, you know, we got to know when to hold them, when to fold them. Like, what is something?
I folded right now.
Yeah. I as well
then
as I do.
Cash in, just,
I went on this, this 6-day trip with my wife, because she just defended her dissertation. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, my wife. She'll be walking in May to be a doctor in clinical counseling. And we went to Tennessee, Atlanta, and Savannah all in 6 days.
Wow.
And bad idea. Horrible idea. But I'm here with you, my
Thank
friend.
You. Thank
I, we
you.
Got back at 12 o'clock last night, but I'm here and I'm proud to be here with you, my friend.
Enough about us.
Let's talk about Riley. The handsome man with the handsome hair. I used to have such beautiful hair at one time.
I'm jealous about that.
It was great.
So what have you been up to lately, Colin?
Oh, man. We've been a kind of a serial entrepreneur since we kind of got out of college. And so real estate has been our passion.
When you say we, it's you and your brother,
it's my brother and I. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we've done a few different tracks, but I think we always come back to real estate because it affords creativity and problem solving.
Mm-hmm. And so you're Colin Riley. What's What's your brother's name?
Rob Riley.
Rob Riley. Yeah. That's a cool name too. Yeah. You guys have cool names. Your parents weren't messing around, were they?
You know, it's great to great to be in a family business, and we talked to a lot of people that could never do that and envy us. So we feel very fortunate I think we try and don't outshine each other. We know our strengths.
That's it.
And we kind of bend to each other's strengths
awesome.
On that level.
That's awesome to hear that. I think we had a female group that like we had a lady that on the show that her and her sister were like a partnership like that. Is that correct, or am I thinking about a different show?
Oh, you're thinking of Aaron and Nicole.
Yeah. And it's like, that's cool. Yeah. I mean, me and my siblings, I couldn't imagine us working together whatsoever, but that's cool that when you're able to work that. Well, I mean, I guess kind of like, if you don't mind, let's touch on that real quick. Like, what are some of the challenges and what are some of the perks in working with a sibling in comparison to, you know, I've had many partners of all different times. Shaden's my partner in all regards. And we work out really well, but I think in a lot of ways we sought each other out to work, where with your sibling, you don't get that same advantage.
Yeah, I think there's, you know, as you look at partnerships that split, it's generally a trust and a money thing. Mm-hmm. And so Rob and I both went to college together at Baylor University.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And I remember driving around. I studied entrepreneurship and marketing. Rob was finance.
Mm, okay.
And we were driving around the campus and already looking at real estate speculation. Mm-hmm. Could we buy houses? Didn't really know how to get there. Didn't have really any knowledge. Mm-hmm. Our father was a physician, and so not a super, you know, in tune business guy. But I think it was a natural progression for us. I think we definitely are opposite and different. Mm-hmm. And so he is, he's definitely a visionary. Mm-hmm. And can kind of see things that people maybe don't see, spot opportunities in advance, and then I like to execute, and so I don't step on his toes, and nor does he mine.
Yeah.
And again, over 25 years of business together, we've really never had a disagreement about money, which is a blessing.
That's a blessing. Yeah. That's definitely just some type of divine interventions in place there. Because I mean, whether it's when parents are alive or not, you know, it's certain to be a reoccurring theme and why families have issues. So
it's
cool.
It's true. And you mentioned divine intervention. I mean, we definitely prayed a lot about whether this was the right path. Because you've seen it split families.
Yeah.
I mean, I buy houses now. I've seen $5,000, you know, cause a dispute with family members, not just talk to each other for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. For sure.
So it's amazing how things can splinter if you're not careful. So, but thank God, I mean, we've really enjoyed the journey together.
You mentioned something about Rob, which is a little bit unusual. He went to school for finance, but he's a visionary.
Yes.
I don't hear a lot of people in finance being a visionary.
It's true. I mean, I think we early in business together, we knew our personality and temperaments type, but I don't think you fully knew it. So he would sit down and he was kind of sharing an idea with me. Mm-hmm. And this is when we were first in business and we had, you know, some staff, and I was like, gosh, that's a great idea.
Wow.
You know? Wow. And, you know, within a few hours or the next day, I'm having a team meeting about it. And he's like, I was just talking. I was just spitballing ideas, you know, and here I'm trying to put it into action.
Right.
So that kind of, that's a picture of us. He's great with numbers, great with finance. But again, I think it's a God-given talent to be able to see opportunities maybe that others don't see.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
Kind of picture him at the edge of a boat, you know, with a binocular, know, looking for the island ahead of us.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about you next segment, so.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is the Marketing Corner with Sean Campbell on 10:30 The Voice AM every Sunday at 4. I am Pastor John McClain, lucky co-host of Mr. Sean Campbell with Sean Campbell Marketing Group at Sean Campbell. What's your website again?
Just call me, 520-339-0259.
Exactly.
And we're back with the Marketing Corner. Yours truly, Sean Campbell, my esteemed co-host, Pastor John McClain, and Colin Riley. So we were talking a little bit at the break, and I'm like, let's stop talking. Let's get this on the show right here. So what are some of your advice? Because our next guest is just starting his journey right now as an entrepreneur, right?
He's a sharp guy, though. I got
super sharp
pleasure
guy.
To meet him in the break room there.
He has his aura about him, you know?
Just like, I've been working really hard to put it off myself, because I know it's important to people, and people don't realize, but It's called respect. Mm-hmm. He has this aura of respect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, like, especially with our younger generations, and I say that even being a 39-year-old man myself, turning 40 soon, that I'm, you know, some perceive me as being a young man, and mm-hmm. I really try to pour on the respect because mm-hmm. it's important. Yeah. I mean, and it'll, it can make or break, you know, particularly from, you know, what we're talking about, business or interactions or things with people, because you look in the wrong way or you just kind of, the wrong wind hits them the wrong way.
So. Yeah. Yeah. So Colin, if you're at sit down with Dante, our next guest, what kind of advice would you give him right now?
I think history repeats itself. So mm-hmm. if somebody has really been disciplined and worked hard, I mean, for me and my wife and I, we really encourage our kids to do mm-hmm. competitive sports, mm-hmm. do hard things, take tough classes, mm-hmm. don't bail them out all the time. Nice. Mm-hmm. And so you tend to rely on those experiences. Right. And so obviously for a, you know, a professional athlete or a Division I athlete, mm-hmm. you know, he's learned to, mm-hmm. to kind of be mentally tough. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of failure that is generally in the path of entrepreneurs. And so we were just talking on the mm-hmm. break that, mm-hmm. you know, you see a fancy house on the hill and a beautiful car and you envy that person, but you don't see the path of blood and tears to get there. It's oftentimes through the struggle that you learn the resiliency, but mm-hmm. but obviously I think for me and the blessings I've had, mm-hmm. I would rely on finding a good mentor, mm-hmm. you know, fail fast, get really good at something really fast.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah, I love that, to fail
fast.
You're
a smart man. You got a big old brain. How do you fit that inside your head?
Well, the curlers every night,
that makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
So, you know, as you see yourself moving forward, I mean, who, you mentioned mentors, and I know there's a few groups, and, you know, we Wyatt Chambers is a common connection.
Interesting.
How much that of do you continue, how much did you continue your studies as a mentor, I mean, as an entrepreneur, even after, what, more two plus decades?
I think there's been seasons where you're coasting, and then you realize, you talk about that respect, with that comes humility. Mm-hmm. And even in your success, I think it's good to recognize that there's things you really can't control in life. And so you have an open hand. God gives you opportunities. He takes them away. He grows you. And so I think I lean into those groups, whether it's, you know, listening to speakers or diving into good books. Be a lifelong learner. There's always things that you can improve on, and I think the minute you coast, you get into trouble.
What do you think is your greatest advantage as an entrepreneur, and what's an area that you want to improve on the most?
I think we are willing to take calculated risks. And as you get older and you build more, maybe the risks become less appealing. But I think we have some of our greatest opportunities when we polled other people. What do you think about this? 9 out of 10 said, you probably shouldn't do that. And so there are windows in life that close and open, and it is kind of first to market. Can you do it? Can you make a you know, calculated decision? Is the reward, does that offset the risk? And I'm grateful for those things. And obviously, as we build more track record and knowledge, those decisions become easier.
Do you have a group of people that you implicitly trust with some of your ideas?
100%. Absolutely. Guys that are in different industries. But again, there's timeless principles that kind of, you know, are not industry specific. And so you can, you know, it's all people. It's all people, and it's all management, and it's all, you know, being able to take challenges head on and overcome obstacles.
Literally over the last 20 years, John, Colin and I have kind of crossed paths a little bit, but this is obviously our first real conversation we've had.
That's so wild. I feel like I'm like seeing history unfold before my eyes.
When you know, it was,
you haven't had lunch together or anything.
No, when it was assured that he was going to be a guest, I'm like, that is cool.
Is it realistic that this dude, are we really going to be able to sit down and have lunch? Do you think
my treat, it'd be great.
Do you think your brother would be game to join us as well?
You bet.
I've met his brother a few times,
because that's one of the goodies, that golf, coffee, and hikes are like little goodies I learned in business, or like to invite people to go do, because I mean, there's just I mean, this business or just relationships in general is a relationship business. Like you have to go and you have to put your face in front of other people's faces. Like even in with family, like I saw probably maybe 40 family members this weekend. I'm exhausted even saying it.
I'm exhausted just hearing about it.
Yeah. But I built such good bonds with them, you know, reaffirmed those bonds that I had with them because I put my face in front of their faces and we reminded each other that we're both humans.
Yeah.
I think the older you get, the more you want to spend your time intentionally,
right.
You know, and your really circle could kind of should shrink.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's not obligatory meetings or whatever. I want to invest my time with people that I want to be with and that sharpen me and I sharpen them as
what
well.
What do you do on your off time?
I do golf. I love golf. Yeah. So every Friday I play pickleball at Tucson Country Club.
Tucson Country. Okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah. Steve Ochoa has been telling me he's going to take me over there.
Yes.
Maybe Chris Edwards as well.
Yes, I see both those guys out there.
Doug Martin took me to Omni just recently. I'm not sure if you're
a buddy. It's a great course. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I know Doug Wilbur.
Yeah. And El Conquistador is $22 after 3 o'clock.
Twilight special.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've become a pickleball lover too. So, I don't know if you guys grew up playing tennis, but.
You have friends of JD Delgado?
I don't know. No, JD.
He's apparently one of the local names in pickleball.
Oh.
So you're going to cross
well,
him
that's
if you really
to JD,
want to.
JD, though.
That's right.
He posts the pictures. It's on Facebook.
It's on Facebook.
It's official.
Oh, it's official.
It's not the old man sport anymore. It's like a giant ping pong table.
Yeah.
It is really fun.
And you have to be a name if you want to like buy a legit pickleball team. You know?
Really?
There's somebody that
some status not, involved.
Off the show.
I've been thinking about getting into it, but I'm just already competitive enough. I don't want to like really like
you
start.
No. You
need
to be like
people
like a Tom Brady or a Devin Booker or whatever. Because I know a dude. You probably know him as well. The guy is loaded, and he inquired about buying a team, and they're like, "Well, who are you? We don't care. We don't care that you have all this money. We want influencers
marketing
as well."
Tips by Sean Campbell.
I'm not saying no. I'm saying that they should have let him buy it because he's a really good dude, successful, and just because he didn't have
a
name,
that's why they need you as an advisor.
Nah, it's okay. That's all right. No. I got my plate full as it is.
It's good. It's good, man. You keep doing good things. You got good friends like Colin here. Mm-hmm.
How can someone reach out to Colin if they want to get a hold of him?
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's a good question. I mean, they can certainly call my office, 520-882-9200. I'm pretty approachable. We kind of have a policy that we're always hiring in a way. If the right person comes along, we're going to find a spot for
Who are you looking for?
You know, I'll know when
You're
I see
good.
Him. I mean, I think we obviously want to align our values with people.
Yeah.
But again, I think those that are willing to do what it takes, work hard, never bend or compromise, but who have great work ethic.
Nice.
And we dropped the number and all the contact information, all the goodies.
Yeah, we did.
Man,
we're
ready.
We're pros. Dante's got his. Work cut out for him to top this first half of the show.
And I look forward, hopefully we can have you back in the future. I certainly feel
he's
like
be back. He's be back
like,
next
I feel
month,
like we just kind of like got a little bit of water out of that well. It'd be nice to fill that bucket all
There's
the way.
There's a lot of stories.
Yeah. Well, this is the Marketing Corner with Sean Campbell on 10:30 a.m. The Voice. I am Pastor John McClain of Veteran Rescue Mission. Go to veteranrescuemission.org. You'll find out all about this show, the Common Good Media block with all the cool shows and everything we do. Be right back.
And we are back for the last two segments of the Marketing Corner with yours truly, Sean Campbell. We still have John McClain with us.
Yep.
That was a cool first two segments with Colin.
Well, this is just a cool show, man. Still are wrapping your head around the depths of kind of how cool your show is. I guess it's because we're still dealing with billing with the show, and that's kind of its own thing.
Yeah.
But outside of that, like, we're just really blessed to kind of be able to just put the knowledge bombs on people.
And I love every week there's somebody new reaching out through me through Facebook or LinkedIn or Instagram or just coming up to me saying, I want to be on your show. And I'm like, get in line, buddy. Get in line.
I mean, like we say regularly, and I mean, it's like, thankfully I give all the grace to God so I don't feel bad, you know, gloating about the work that God can do with my show, Common Good Radio Show, that's been going on 3 years that we've done it. Like, because of its popularity, and you've seen my popularity rise in our friendship, you know, through the people around us.
Yeah.
You know, I've been able to be on different radio stations and, you know,
syndicated,
really syndicated, and, you know, been able to, you know, make friends like with guys like Bill and, you know, and stuff like that. That's just like, who would have thunk it?
Yeah.
A little boy from Chandler, Arizona. Yeah. You know, I'm guessing Dante, you know, our next guest, has his, probably his story where he's just like, you know, one time I was just a kid, you know, I was just out there just freaking throwing rocks with my friends and jumping my BMX, and I didn't think that, you know here I am, and now I have dreams of this next level, of this proportion. I'm so blessed to be surrounded with these people, and like you're saying, our last guest of the theme or that of our guest was finding a mentor, you know, and finding people to lead you that you trust and get them around you, because with that, they'll show you where the next doors are and tell you how they walk through those doors and how they achieve what the things that you want to achieve.
Yeah.
So I look forward to hearing what these goals are. He seems,
so these last...
my assessment of you, Dante, was... I'm sorry, I've been taking this over.
No, I'm just feeling it.
I just got back from Atlanta, Tennessee, and Savannah, my wife doing some amazing stuff. So I'm just in my groove. My assessment of you, Dante, is you still hold on to something that most your generation, and even my generation, because I'm right in front of you, don't have, is you're a respectful dude. And I really appreciate that about you. I got that from you right away. And I look forward to hearing more about you.
Yeah, yeah. So we have Dante Smith, former U of A linebacker. I'm honored to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
And we got our first two-time guest, and Bill Spurbeck.
Mm-hmm. First guest.
Why are the two of you in my studio right now?
Yeah. Looking handsome to dress like each other.
I can't tell the two of you apart.
Well, I totally take our shirts off and then I outdo Dante. With Dante, not just former, as of last year, he played. And then March 16th, he's got his NFL Pro Day.
Yeah.
Oh, so there's a chance of going to the NFL.
That's why you're looking especially yoke right now.
Yeah.
Do they rank it off the yokeness or?
I wish.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that'd be nice, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, so my morning starts, 3:30 in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
3:30 in the morning, I train from that to 8 o'clock and then relax for the rest of the day, take care of business, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Work on this.
So you like they say in the military, you do more by the time most people wake up than most people do all day, huh?
Most definitely. And that's by the time they're getting home, I'm going to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So what are your aspirations?
One, play in the NFL as long as I can. Mm-hmm. Two, get this company started and, you know, build some wealth.
A company? You have a company getting started?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
With the help of Mr. Bill, Running Up Fitness, pretty much just for athletes, inspiring athletes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we have a thing that we build ourselves and pride ourselves on.
Mm-hmm.
Success. It's only rented, and the rent is due every day. So,
How much of being a collegiate athlete at your level are you bringing to what you want to do right now with Run It Up Fitness?
Pretty much everything, because that's part of what I did. Like, how you do anything is how you do everything. You got to attack everything the same.
Not to disparage the previous coaches or whatever, but there was obviously a little bit of a change when Coach Fish came in, right?
Right.
So what did that teach you about maybe culture, environment, you know, management, leadership? And when you have that new set of coaching staff in there, what was the difference in the locker room?
It was your sports head question.
I've been waiting for this. Nothing's written down either. It's just,
I'll take you more seriously.
ESPN's going to be calling me after this.
I'll tell you the biggest difference, especially with Coach Fish coming from the NFL. He prides himself on like wringing the towel dry. He wants to get everything out of you.
Yeah.
Whether it's a meeting, whether it's going to community service, whether it's training, getting an extra film, he will get everything out of you.
That's deep.
Yeah.
That's deep. I like that.
I mean, you know, being you know, U of A grad myself, and I love all the sports, right? I'm not one of those people who are going to be in the stand and boom. I hate the Fairweather fans. You have no idea. I'll be in a basketball or football game if they're disparaging the team. I'm like, why don't you get down there and, you know, be a full-time student and do this, right? So, but you can see the difference in the attitude the last couple of years with this team.
But I didn't realize how big of U of A is worldwide.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, absolutely. When people say that logo on your chest means something, we went to Maui for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Me and my teammates. Yeah. And it was crazy. People was bear down, bear down, bear down. Yeah. I'm a former swimmer. I was like, what?
So it's that's crazy. Right. Yeah. So yeah. rumor has it is going to make you jealous. I got to walk around the not just the Sands Club, but mm-hmm. we kind of went down maybe into the weight room a little bit. Yeah. Maybe we kind of walked on the field a little bit and
locker room.
I tell you what, every player to the T and coach and trainer,
same thing.
Everybody was like Dante. And it was just like, wow, we are with the dude right now.
Yeah,
you know, it was like
you're saying, you know, during the break, actually during the segment last show, like he just puts off an aura, energy. Yeah. And that's like, I went to a Snoop Dogg concert probably about 15 years ago. And, you know, it's a concert. He's, you know, 200 feet away from me and the amphitheater. And I really don't have any, you know, that much contact with him, but there's just an energy he puts off. You can tell he has that it. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Dante, you got that it, brother.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. I like to think I have a little taste of that it, but if I had half your it, man, I'd be playing in the NFL right now. I'd be like, what I'm thinking, wide receiver? What are you thinking for me? That's what you said. Well, no, I was quarterback in your comparison.
Yeah, you're the quarterback.
I'm a quarterback. I'll do that. But then I'm going to have to worry about Dante hitting me. We don't want that.
One of the things he gets tested on next month is how many times he can bench press 225.
Okay. Yeah, that was a thing in for my varsity team. You had to do it, I think, 6 times to be able on the varsity team.
He's doing it 29 times.
29.
Right now.
Wow.
I want to get it up, so we'll see how it goes.
What's the goal? Over
as many as I can.
Yeah.
Interesting. And what would you say you're at now?
29.
29. Okay. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, he can do it. Easy.
That's magic. That's cool.
I did it this morning.
Yeah, it looked
when,
like
when you
it.
Got out
yeah.
of bed.
Twice.
One.
Yeah.
And I picked up my 220-pound body out of bed.
Well, we're going to talk about all that and more after the break. This is the Marketing Corner with Sean Campbell on 1030 AM The Voice. I'm Pastor John McClain. You guys, like, hurry. Run to the bathroom. Come back. Maybe grab a snack. But don't be any more than, like, a minute and a half. You're going to miss some really good stuff.
And we're back with the Marketing Corner with yours truly, Sean Campbell. And the last segment, this goes by so fast.
I know.
It does.
But that's because, you know what they say about having fun and time and the connection?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's an equation.
I
was never good at math, so I was hoping you'd be able to fill me in.
Oh, man. So we're talking a little bit on segments right now. And what we want to discuss in this last segment of the show is... How did the two of you get connected, Dante and Bill, and that mentorship?
And let me say real quick, I did promise that Dante, when we give Dante's phone number later, I promise that his phone wouldn't be blown up. So people out there, when he gives your contact information to get his advice or connect with him in any capacity, please don't blow up this man's phone. This man's just out here trying to live, just trying to get his life together. So unless you really want to help him out, you know, we know you could probably watch a YouTube video. You think he's a handsome man. He does some good 225-pound bench presses, but don't harass him.
Okay. Not too much. So, Bill, why do you want to mentor Dante?
So, probably over my... probably the last 20 years or so, I've been mentoring different people.
Yeah.
So I met Dante through a former U of A football player back from the early 80s, David Adams.
Mm-hmm.
And Dante, like you said, was very respectful and stuff, and was kind of connected from that point. And
is that why me and you connected so well?
Yeah.
That's what I'd like to, what I was saying last segment is like, why Dante resonated with me, because like, what I like to think of myself, like I really go out of my way to respect people and particularly to respect my elders, because like that's serious. Like people get that. They see that. That resonates with them and it resonates with me.
Yeah. And going back to the respect, right? We took Dante out, my wife and I, for his birthday lunch last month. And I was parked like 4 cars away from my wife. And I said, okay, bye. See you tonight. Dante says, no, you're not walking to the truck by yourself. And so I got in trouble that night.
Nice.
So that type of respect. There's a few other ball players that I mentor too, but it just, Dante's got the focus, the drive, the need. He's got, proven winner, not just in sports. He was a Pac-12 all academic, studying finance, which is finance is pretty difficult to begin with, but throw football on top of that.
You can tell he's, I mean, I don't think anybody's the stereotype that they associate anybody with, but you can tell that Dante, he's a solid dude. He's just a good character individual, and you know,
and he's like a sponge.
Yeah, that's cool.
And, well, just what was your previous guest name that just left?
That was Colin.
Mm-hmm. Colin. So you just met Colin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so Dante's starting to pick his brain.
Yeah.
Nice.
And he does that. So with Running Up Fitness, setting up the LLC, the trademarks, formulating the project, all that, we're working together on that. And then I like to get him involved, not just me as a mentor, but as an example, I got asked to meet with a couple people a couple weeks ago about investing and buying into a business. And so I brought Dante to that so he could understand that, right? So trying to get him that well-rounded perspective.
So Dante, with since your time, you know, hanging out with Bill, you know, what are some of the things that have been the most eye-opening to you? Because there's a lot of things that, and I'll be honest, back in, and this is a way different era, right? So I graduated from the U of A, marketing degree from Eller. But honestly, when I spent a week with my first marketing gig with the owner of that company, I learned more in that week than I did at Eller. I'm not disparaging education at all, but being in the trenches, I learned more in that first week, riding around with this guy for like 50 hours that first week, right? So what are some of the things that maybe have opened your eyes that you didn't expect that you've learned from Bill?
Well, my biggest thing was like, you meet people that's good in the community and you expect them to have on this facade, but he's just all real all the time.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to integrity and just telling people what it is, face value.
Yeah.
And very intelligent.
That's because I went to NAU.
Oh, jeez.
Don't talk about them.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, I think that, you know, granted, intelligence, you know, and then just even definitions of things, kind of, it varies from person to person, but I think maybe that intelligence you see from Bill, and it's what I see and why, you know, I sit down at the Bear Down Kitchen with Bill regularly, or at least not as regularly as I'd like, but regularly, and we just talk because he gives me the same respect that I give him, which that's not the case with a lot of people. That's the crazy thing about people our age, is just like, we'll pour in that respect like overly, especially being, you know, colored men in America at all, particularly in the West here, where it's 6% black population in the city, where it's like, we'll respect you a gazillion percent, and sometimes we'll get negative percent respect. But when we meet someone like Bill or Sean, my co-host Andreas, you know, who don't have, you know, aren't from a black background, that give us that equal respect and sometimes even more, and like, are like, hey son, hey brother, hey, let me show you the way, it's like, okay, I surrender.
And Dante and I have had conversations, right, about growing up black and you know, my wife being in law enforcement, you know, how we've asked that question, you know, what, you know, how do you feel about that stuff? So I'm learning from him, right? The relationship goes both ways, right? And it's just enjoyable. I have a number of friends that are successful, you know, financially here in Tucson, that I don't like spending time with them because it's all about me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Look who I am. Look what I do.
Yeah.
It's not a two-way conversation. I'm not learning nothing from them on it. So,
we were talking about this during the break, and I'm not going to put any shade on family members, but we have those family members, you know, they say you are the top five people you hang out with. And, you know, there's a lot of things that kind of go with that. And that's our family as well. And sometimes those boundaries that we have to even put on our family's members, because we're vulnerable to them. We're vulnerable to our friends. We're vulnerable to the people we let close to us more than we are other people. So you got to be careful with that. And your mentors, like me choosing to have Sean in my life, me choosing to have Andreas in my life, me choosing to say, Bill, please, can you sit down with me, have lunch with me once a week and be in my life? That's because I know that I do have other people in my life that, you know, I want them to be able to fulfill that role and be the model that I would like, but they're not. Yeah. So I have to have to find other people to fill those roles.
Right, you pick your friends, not your family.
Yeah. You can pick your friends, but you can't pick your friend's nose.
You can pick your nose. You can pick your friends, you can pick your nose, but you can't pick your friend's nose.
There's a clip for Instagram right there. So Dante, what's the biggest area in business? You know, you're just barely starting your journey right now, but what's the one area that you need to learn more of, in your opinion?
Especially just real estate.
Yeah.
That's the way to build wealth. So definitely learn that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there anybody that you've met so far that's kind of given you a little bit of insight on that, or is it just something that you've...
Actually, a lot of people, but Mark Irvin's one of the guys, and then Peter, and a Saka Draxi. I can't, it's hard. He's Greek. He's been teaching me a lot.
We're having lunch with Humberto Friday, Lopez.
Oh, that dude?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Good on Humberto.
They're name dropping. They're name dropping.
As they should.
Yeah. Right.
So, drop all the right names so people know what names to pick up. Yeah. Sure. So
no, before, but I wanted to get him, again, he has an interest in commercial real estate. So I've never been afraid to go to the top. I'm friends with Humberto, but
so even as a lumberjack, he accepted you for lunch, and you guys know each other, even though you went to NAU. What?
Yeah.
What was your question, John?
I heard something. Somebody told me something about what are the first words out of UA graduate mouth? Would you like French fries with that?
Oh,
and my wife said,
Do you really want this guy as a mentor?
My wife went to U of A, and so she says NAU stands for not a university. So
it's almost unlike. I mean, as much as I see Bill at the U of A, he might as well be like an honorary U of A member. So it's all good fun. I appreciate it. But the idea I was thinking is, like, before we kind of jump into Run It Up and like wrap up, like what you guys do and how you can help people who want to just get right. Because, like, the thing I liked that you said about that, and we talked about it again on the show, it's like a reoccurring thing on each show. It's like themes just keep coming back around. Yep. It's like it's all about intentionality and staying on top of it and saying, okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to stay on top of it. That's what it's going to do. Like, I'm, you know, a vet, you know, obviously. So that was what a credo of my life and why I've been able to accomplish what I've done. But and going into the NBA or in the NFL rather, what does that journey look like for you moving forward? And what can we expect from you in the next 6 months, a year around that?
So the journey is pretty much like making sure that I take care of one, my pro day, and two, connect with some teams to see wherever I fall on, then have a good rookie camp.
Yeah.
Nice.
Pretty much it.
I know we can't ask this, but pretend no one's listening. Give us 3 or 4 teams that you wish you could play for right now.
I won't do that, Bob. Somewhere warm.
Right.
Yeah, I like it warm, too.
He wants to be in the warm areas.
Yeah, every time I watch a game that has ice on the field, I think, I couldn't play professional football. Sorry. So I don't care how much money they pay me, I couldn't do it. But that was just me in the cold. We just have this, like,
who's traumatic your favorite team situation. Up?
Never had a favorite team.
Never had a favorite team.
That's really cool.
My favorite team players? Was whoever's going to pay me.
Oh, there
your
you go.
Favorite players?
Of course, Ray Lewis.
Okay.
Mike Singletary.
Okay.
No people.
I went
like that.
to high school with Terrell Suggs. We played sports together. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm sure that's a name that's pretty familiar to you. But
Yeah.
So that's cool.
It was funny. Dante didn't even know who was going to be in a Super Bowl. I ended up telling him like 3 or 4 days before the Super Bowl.
I've
been so busy with stuff. So,
yeah. Speaking of focus, Run It Up, wrap up, like who should be reaching out to you if they want to kind of connect or maybe share ideas with you on that, or just how they can get a hold of you if they just want to, you know, support you or kind of connect with you in any way.
Everyone's welcome. Please connect with me at 512-589-0017. I repeat, 512-589-0017.
512, what type of number is that?
Where's Austin,
that
Texas.
Oh, okay.
Born and raised.
Yeah, nice.
I lived in Austin when I was young.
I heard good things about Austin. Yeah, I want to visit. I heard there's a little tiny house village, actually a big tiny house village out there. I've heard good things about.
Changed a lot, over the past, like, decades.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, thank you for joining us, brother. We definitely appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me.
And I'll be having you on my show soon if you'll have it.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. And you as well, Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for being a brother of another mother and father and different cousins and uncles and stuff.
Yeah.
All right. This is the Marketing Corner with Sean Campbell. I'm Pastor John McClain. Thank you all for listening. You're all amazing people, and you got to get the goodies. So you're welcome, actually.